EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This sample is a part of Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, Element 5, Visual Presentation of Easy to Understand Language, Paratextual Sample. In this video, we present a paratextual sample in context of Easy to Understand Language, a book in easy language. Paratextual elements are elements that accompany, support, or inframe the main text of the publication. In this sample, we present some of the elements and their importance for easy language texts. Front cover. We can generally agree that book covers are very important. This is also, perhaps even more, true when the books are targeted towards readers of easy language. The title must appear clear from a short distance. The use of colors and the cover illustration could either attract or turn away the reader, which is not insignificant since end users of easy language are sometimes relatively inexperienced readers or have had bad books-related personal experience. Similarly to testing the main text and illustrations, easy language books' front covers benefit from a careful validations with the end users. The book in the picture is marked with the Inclusion Europe Easy to Read sign, which indicates the book is written in easy language, in our case, Easy Slovene. The reader does not have to search inside the book to obtain this information. Layout. Layout of the text inside the book is simple and clear. The page breathes and the information does not appear suffocating. The text is aligned left. The lines and paragraphs have bigger spacing than usual. The font is also larger than in regular texts. Easy language opts for sans serif. Author. The information about the author is considered a paratextual element too. For this book, the artist drew an image of the author. The priestly frock indicates the man's profession, and the face with many wrinkles and fine white hair indicate he lived a long life. Below the image, the year of his birth and the year of his death are written down. Headings and subheadings. Headings in easy language publications are characteristically simple, clear, and indicative. You might find a lot of more subheadings in an easy language text, as it is helpful to indicate or summarize the content of the upcoming paragraph or chapter. Illustrations. Easy language texts are very often accompanied by illustrations such as photos or drawings. The illustrations are not meant to decorate the text, but to add additional or standalone information. Regardless, the illustrations can be masterfully done. They should never be childish or demeaning. Position of illustrations. The illustrations in easy language texts are positioned alongside the text they accompany. This is not necessarily true for standard texts where the illustrations, if any, can be randomly distributed throughout the publications. Appendix. Appendixes can be very useful in easy language texts. We might want to put a short dictionary of hard-to-understand words there, or, as in this case, summarize basic information about the characters from the book. The readers can learn about them beforehand or solidify their knowledge and memory during or after the reading session. You may have noticed that we avoid footnotes in easy language and easy-to-understand texts. If you wish to provide the reader with additional information, you may want to add that information to the main text, add a special paragraph, or make an appendix. The sample in this video is from Easy Slovene novel adaptation Pod svobodnim soncem by Franz Aleški Finžgor, published by Zao Trisa in 2015. The illustrations are the work of Cyril Horjak.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ESO1-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.